What do you get when you mix a store's need for more business with enthusiastic local consumers? A cash mob.
We're mobbing the business, so that's the cash mob.
Organized through social media, the trend is based on the concept of a flash mob, where large groups convene in a public area to perform a dance routine. But instead of showing up to dance, these people show up to spend money. This cash mob was organized by Think Local First DC, a group that works to grow the Washington, D.C. economy. Stacy Price is the group's executive director.
Local businesses are why people stay in a community. They are the character of our community. They give back to our community. If you look at studies, we know that 68 cents to every dollar goes back into the local economy when people spend money at a local business. When you spend money at a chain store, only 37 cents go back into the local economy.
The rules of the cash mob are simple. Just show up at a local business like this one at a set time, bring $20, and spend it on anything in the store.
I don't know, which one do you like?
The group chose Pleasant Plains Workshop for this cash mob to showcase the gallery's unique artwork and crafts. Everything in the store is made by local artists like Chris Hari.
I love my work and I like showing my work, you know, but I would be more excited about people just being able to see art, you know, just in general, you know. And for me to be able to be a part of that, to be able to add to that, I think is really cool.
Store owner Christina Belonik says the event was a huge success.
It's a win-win and then the sales are icing on the cake.
The cash mobs organized by Think Local First DC have increased sales for local businesses in Washington by 500%. And mob members say the events are so much fun, they look forward to participating in one again. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.